الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم ودعا بدعوته إلى يوم الدين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات سيجعل لهم الرحمن ودا. إيمان is the greatest blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because of this iman, a person gains value in the eyes of Allah azza wa jal. The value of a human being is the value of his iman. A person who has iman, he has light, he has noor. A person who does not have iman, he is in darkness. A person who has iman, he can see the truth. And those who don't have iman, they do not see the truth. هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الْأَعْمَى وَالْبَصِيرُ. The blind person and the person who can see, can they be equal? They cannot be equal. A person who has iman has a criteria for good and bad, has a clear and a strong scale to know what is right and to decide what is wrong. A person who does not have iman, he does not have any criteria to know what is right, what is wrong. One day he will say, this is good. Next day he will say, no, actually this is wrong. For a while, this is acceptable. After a while, no, it is no longer acceptable. Iman gives that stability in a person's life. Iman gives a clear path, a clear criteria. Iman is tuma'anina in the heart. A person who has iman has love for Allah Azza wa Jal, love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A person who has iman, he knows Allah will take care of him. Allah Azza wa Jal is on his side. No matter what, eventually it will be in his favor. وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. عَاقِبَة, the eventuality, is for muttaqeen. A person who has iman, he has that peace of mind that I am all right, I am going to be all right, everything is going to be all right. Allah Azza wa Jal will take care of everything. إن الله يدافع عن الذين آمنوا. Indeed, Allah Azza wa Jal defends those who believe. Allah Azza wa Jal defends. Allah will be on your side. So iman brings that tuma'nina, brings that tranquility in the heart, peace of mind. Lack of iman makes a person disturbed. Lack of iman makes a person confused. Lack of iman makes a person always in worry. I don't know what's going to happen. Lack of iman makes a person unstable. Individual, when they don't have iman, become worried, become confused. Communities, groups of people, if there is no iman, if there is lack of iman, again communities will also become worried and they will also become confused. That's why iman is the greatest ni'mah of Allah Azza wa Jal, and at the same time it is the greatest need of human being. What makes human being great is not that human being is a living thing. He is not only a living thing, or human being is not advanced form of a living thing, or a sophisticated form of a living being. This is not the accurate definition of a human being. The right definition of human being is that human being is honored by Allah Azza wa Jal. وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ وَحَمَلْنَاهُمْ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ وَرَزَقْنَاهُمْ مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ وَفَضَّلْنَاهُمْ عَلَىٰ كَثِيرٍ مِّمَّنْ خَلَقْنَا تَفْضِيلًا. Indeed, certainly, we have honored children of Adam, and we carried them on land and also in the sea. Allah carries you, subhanallah. Allah Azza wa Jal, He carries human being. What an honor. وَحَمَلْنَاهُمْ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ. And we fed them, we provided them from pure things. رَزَقْنَاهُمْ مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ. Allah could have said, just eat anything, eat junk, eat insects, no insects. Eat dirt, no dirt. Allah provides pure things. You see, if you have experienced any farm or life in a farm, you will see hens, for example, chickens, they look for insects, right? And they eat anything. Sometimes they look for dirt and they eat anything. Even they eat stones. Later on, what happens, that is a miracle. But initially, this is what they eat. They eat anything. Likewise, there are many other animals. They eat anything. But human being, did Allah just let the human being eat anything? No. Human being is honored. Human being is special. So Allah provides rizq for human being. وَرَزَقْنَاهُمْ مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ. And Allah Azza wa Jal, He provides طَيِّبَات, good stuff, pure stuff, good things, pure things. Look, honor upon honor, respect upon respect, dignity upon dignity. كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ وَحَمَلْنَاهُمْ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ وَرَزَقْنَاهُمْ مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ. And Allah concludes, وَفَضَّلْنَاهُمْ عَلَىٰ كَثِيرٍ مِّمَّنْ خَلَقْنَا تَفْضِيلًا. And actually, we have preferred them over many of the creations. A great preference. Allah Azza wa Jal preferred human being. This makes human being special. This honor from Allah Azza wa Jal makes human being special. And all of this special treatment and special honor Allah bestows upon human being is because of the ni'mah of iman, because of the blessing of iman. Human being has that ability to know Allah Azza wa Jal. Human being has that ability to get closer to Allah Azza wa Jal. Human being can communicate with Allah Azza wa Jal. Human being can receive the divine revelation. Anbiya alayhi salam, they receive the divine revelation. And people in general, they receive through the Anbiya alayhi salam the divine revelation. What an honor that you are being addressed by the greatest of the greatest. We are being addressed by Allah Azza wa Jal, the creator of the heavens and the earth. Who are we? Who are we to be addressed? Right? People who are powerful, they don't speak to any common people. They don't have time to speak to any X, Y, and Z. They will only speak to somebody who is important. Allah Azza wa Jal, He addressed human being. Allah talks to human being in the Quran. How many places we have? Ya ayyuha an-nasu ubudu rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum walladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun. Ya ayyuha an-nasu, ya ayyuha an-nasu. In so many places in the Quran, Allah Azza wa Jal says, O people, Ya bani Adam, O human being, Ya bani Adam, خذوا زينتكم عند كل مسجد. Oh children of Adam, take your beauty at the time of every prayer. Masjid here, salah. Every time you pray, you take your beauty, yani dress well, dress smart, be smart, look smart. It is nice. It is a command in the Quran. So Allah Azza wa Jal, He honored human being, that Allah addresses human being. And this honor and this respect Allah Azza wa Jal bestowed upon human being is just because of the ni'mah and because of the blessing of Iman. That's why Iman is that, you know, is that secret that elevates people. Iman elevates people. In fact, Allah mentioned this in the Quran. يَرْفَعِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ دَرَجَاتٍ. Allah raises those who believe among you and those who have been given knowledge. Allah raises them in ranks. So, people who have Iman and people who don't have Iman, they cannot be equal. Muhsin and Musi cannot be equal. Muti' and Asi cannot be equal. A person who makes Tawbah and a person who insists upon sins cannot be equal. A person who would choose Fisq and Fujur and a person who would choose obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal cannot be equal. Cannot be equal. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He wants the believers to taste the sweetness of Iman so that you yourself can feel the difference Iman makes. Obviously, there is that intellectual difference in our hearts, in our minds, when we have Iman. But there is sweetness of Iman that we feel, our souls realize when you recite the Quran, when you make dua, right? When you make sajda, when you have a special moment, a moment of khalwa with Allah Azza wa Jal, a moment of ikhlas for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a moment of nearness of Allah Azza wa Jal, a moment of fear of God, a moment of choosing and accepting Allah Azza wa Jal, that is felt and that is realized. And in order to make it easier for people to have such experience, Allah provides opportunities. When that is easier, when that is accessible, Sha'ban is one of those months. Actually, Rajab is one of those months. Because our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to make dua, Ya Allah, give us barakah in Rajab and Sha'ban. Why Rajab and Sha'ban? Because Rajab and Sha'ban, they prepare for Ramadan. Rajab and Sha'ban, they prepare for Ramadan. Preparation is always important. Last night, mashallah, we had nice biryani. Right? Ask people who make biryani. When you make biryani, marination is important. The process, that is very important. And if it is done well, then you will have nice outcome. And if it is not done well, if it is done in the last minute, believe me, you will see the difference. Rajab and Sha'ban is that preparation for Iman, for the sweetness of Iman, which we can experience in the month of Ramadan. And that's why Allah Azza wa Jalla, He provides the month of Ramadan so that we can experience the sweetness of Iman. Anybody can experience the sweetness of Iman. ثَلَاثٌ مَنْ كُنَّ فِيهِ وَجَدَ بِهِنَّ حَلَاوَةَ الْإِيمَانِ. ذاق طعم الإيمان من رضي بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد النبي. He who is pleased with Allah as Rabb and pleased with Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam as Messenger of Allah Azza wa Jal and with Islam as religion of Allah, he will taste the beauty of Iman, the beauty of Islam. Completely satisfied with Allah Azza wa Jal. I'm happy with Allah. I'm happy with Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as being the Messenger of Allah Azza wa Jal. I don't need to go anywhere. I don't need to look right and left. This is not total submission, but this is total satisfaction. This is a step ahead of submission. Obviously, we submit willingly. Islam is submission. Not submission by force, submission willingly, knowingly. We know, we realize, and then we submit to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But then once a person submits himself with clarity, Allah Azza wa Jalla gives him satisfaction. يُثَبِّتُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِالْقَوْلِ الثَّابِتِ. Allah Azza wa Jal gives them strength. Allah Azza wa Jal will give them strength when people have Iman. That's why, my dear brothers in Islam, since Iman is the greatest ni'mah of Allah Azza wa Jal, Iman is also the greatest need of human being. And Ramadan is the month to revive that Iman. Ramadan is the month to revive Iman, because Iman needs revival every now and then. It needs to be refreshed every now and then. And then this is mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, because we forget. Allah Azza wa Jal, He reminds, come on, come back. Go through this process of renewal process. If we understand that Ramadan is in our favor, Ramadan is in our benefit, then we make a plan for it. We make plan for Ramadan. Ramadan without a plan is not Ramadan. Ramadan without a plan will be just a time, like any other time. Time comes, time goes. Ramadan with a plan, inshallah, that will be opportunity for the revival of Iman. That plan must include time with Allah Azza wa Jal, some dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, some tilawa of the Quran, some tadabbur of the Quran, even though it might be little, but there has to be some tadabbur, some direct connection with the Quran. It must include some sort of istighfar, some sort of tasbih. It must include some sort of service for the Muslims. Ramadan should include service for the servants of Allah Azza wa Jal. If Ramadan has these elements, connection with Allah Azza wa Jal, preparation for the Akhirah, and service for the human being, inshallah, that will be a good starting point. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us tawfiq to prepare ourselves for the month of Ramadan, so that when Ramadan comes, we are ready to get the benefits. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Sayyidina Muhammad, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.